It's the...
We're early.
You gotta... Go.
What? Kyle. Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
just that early.
Okay, I thought you said we're starting...
It's the... You gotta pop we're it early, while I'm saying guys. It. Oh.
Over. No, no.
Give me a minute.
It's fine. Matter. It's we can fine. Start with Go it. Ahead. Let's... How many times do we have to start this? Number
it's,
three.
Okay. Oh, God. Damn it.
Number four.
It's the 52nd episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
Oh.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Kevin.
Oh!
I'm here twice. Hello.
Wait, yours horns?
Yeah, you gotta blow
harder.
You gotta
blow harder.
Oh, okay. Oh,
sorry, I blew too hard. Sorry.
Mine won't go. Yeah.
Technical
oh,
difficulties.
Shit. And
okay, now we gotta break this open. Eh?
Good afternoon, everybody.
How do you do this?
So what is today, guys? What is it? What are we
don't
doing?
Point it at me. Which, you don't know what's
no, no,
which
yeah,
way
yeah.
does this pop
oh,
out?
Oh my god. Point it away from
then
your face.
Then you pull it out like this?
No, not drunk yet. We're not drunk
no,
yet,
we,
people.
That's
oh,
what these
don't,
are for.
Yeah, be careful. Don't point it towards the mic. Yeah, just pull real hard. There you
Woo!
Go. Thought we're gonna all do it together like a family.
That was scary.
But, okay. It is scary.
Oh.
Yeah, it's sulfur. It's like a little. Oh, don't point the
yeah.
champagne at anybody.
Alright, pop the bottle!
Oh, fuck.
Alright.
We're gonna
oh,
die.
Yeah, I know. You're probably gonna
Wait,
go.
Why don't we savor these things, guys?
Savor
come
it.
On.
Savor. Alright, hold on. It just don't want it to spray everywhere. Alright, here we go.
It's not spray windows.
Alright, here we go.
Oh!
And then we got some cooked here, too.
Yeah. Alright.
Pour it out!
So,
pull
wants?
It, Rebecca! Go! Ooh,
so Kevin and I pop bottles,
yes.
Rebecca and Holly
and
popped confetti.
All right. Don't
okay.
kill anyone.
Thanks,
we're
guys.
We're
going
to try
watching.
Not to kill anyone. Okay, that's the end.
I won't kill anyone, I promise. I'll be very careful.
Okay, so I'm probably going to say this about 5 times during this podcast. We are doing 2 giveaways during the duration of this podcast. One is for... Kyle, can you grab the wig behind
Thank
you?
You?
I should have put this on the table when I grabbed it. One is for an epic cosplay wig. The style is a 30-inch iris, and it's in the color cocoa brown. So that is one. And then the other giveaway is a t-shirt of your choice by us. So you can either get the one that Kyle's wearing, which is a cosplay shirt. The female version of that is a little heathered. And or you can get the Eat Sleep Sew Repeat shirt. They come, both of them come in unisex or women's in small to extra large. So that's something you should look forward to. If you want to enter, please just enter your first name and your initial, your last initial, just in case there's like multiple Ashleys or something. We will enter you in a roundabout thingy on my phone, and at the end of the podcast, we will announce the winners. Thanks.
Woo!
Hey!
Thanks everyone for being here.
Thanks for having us
yeah,
on your computer
us.
Today.
Yeah.
Woo!
So, what is today, guys?
Today's our anniversary. Well, Kevin informed
I didn't know we were together.
Kevin informed me that last week was technically our anniversary yes. because we did miss 1 week when I was like barfing everywhere.
How dare you?
Also, we have
Go
pizza,
into detail
pizza rolls
that.
Because it's a very adult food.
So Asuna is asking, how long will the podcast be? It's going to be about an hour.
A podcast is about an hour. 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, the usual length.
Yeah, this is
about there.
About what we do.
Yes.
Yeah. You going to put on headphones the whole time?
No, I'm not. I'm just making sure that the audio is working. Because
I think people can hear us.
Well, yes,
can hear
I, can,
us
I can hear it through here too. So I just got to make sure. I've got to keep an eye on stuff.
Yeah, getting faint. Oh no, the stream is offline.
No, where? What? Uh-oh. Oh no. Hold on.
God damn it.
Damn.
Hold on,
bro.
Technology. It's fine. It's still recording.
Oh, there it is.
It's starting to sign
fine.
The buffer.
Yeah.
To say
that.
Something. Oh. Also, in like 3 days is my birthday.
Woo! Yeah, she's gonna be 14.
Yay!
Well, that's just creepy now.
Yeah. Kevin.
It is creepy.
Let me hang
How dare you?
Bonk.
Okay. Our champagne looks different
though. Yeah, it is.
Different champagne.
Yeah, we have cooks and you guys have
I got pizza roll goobies. All over myself.
No, we didn't plan
all
right. it all.
Adult.
Oh, I got it. All right.
Like,
my goodness, we are unprepared.
Like, all over the place. Like, on my pants. I mean, come on, Holly.
Yes, very faint. Very adult. Much adult.
All
All right. So.
Damn. Thanks, cop. I'm still finding it places. It's going to be in my cleavage later today,
probably. That is what she said. Goobies, yes. Holly's favorite word is.
Goobies, yes.
Often.
Yeah. So, what has been your your favorite thing about the podcast?
Being able to hang out with you guys.
Oh,
that's a
but
pulse.
You never come.
You never come, so.
Exactly, it's the very betweens. I was like, oh, great, I'm here
even,
for today.
Even when we were in Spokane, and you were, like, literally 10 feet away from us, and we're like, Kyle, we're filming the podcast. You're like,
I was in it. I was in it.
You ended up being in it, but you weren't going to be in it.
Yes. Sleepy. Sleepy. Too much adult beverages night before.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did we do that?
Yeah,
was that the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Oh.
That's the day after the big bottle of champagne.
Rebecca, what's your favorite part?
No comment.
My favorite part of the cosplay podcast is that it's a podcast.
Yeah.
Concerning current events.
Yeah,
current events.
We really get our voices out there. I've always been waiting for the medium for you to really just, present myself to the world. And you guys provided that for me.
And we hit the hard facts.
You're a bit more proactive with the, whatnots and what have yous.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think what people appreciate is that we have opinions.
Everybody loves other people's opinions.
They do.
Yeah. Wow. And we get really deep.
Kappa. So meta, man.
My favorite part of this past year has been actually fucking doing it. Kevin and I are pretty...
Whoa, okay, that's a little dirty.
What?
Wow, first time, guys. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that you guys were...
It finally happened this year, guys.
Wow. Some people knew.
People don't know Kevin and I date.
Well, because you just abuse Kevin all the time.
Yeah, hashtag abuse Kevin. Someone reminds... reminded me of hashtag abuse Kevin on YouTube the other day. They were like, oh shit. I just watched, they watched the video where it came from.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit, hashtag abuse Kevin. And I was like, I forgot we did that.
Yeah. That was,
memory.
How long ago was that? The posing?
Right. Was that
posing with people? No, that was longer than that. I recognized this from that video too. It was so weird. It all happened so fast.
It did. It all happened at once. It was the posing with another person. It was filmed at the University of Washington. And someone was like, was this filmed at UW? And I was like, yes. And then 5 days later, she recognized us at a restaurant. It was really weird.
We walked in and she's like,
yeah, we walked in and she's like, oh, you're really cosplay. I'm the one that asked if it was at UW. And I was like, what? I mean, it's cool, but yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
My favorite part is actually.
Oh, Finn's offline again.
Uh oh, Kevin.
What's going on? It's probably some buffering issue.
Buffeting.
Just wait for it.
Wait a minute.
People checking their Powerball numbers.
Yeah, stop. Stop.
Come on now. You didn't win.
Let me just check it. Let me see what's going on.
Kevin's gonna be getting up and sitting back down.
You
want me
to switch seats, Kevin? So it's easier for you to.
Nah, that's fine.
It's fine. It's back. Just don't get up every time it does that.
All right.
I need more champagne.
Oh, I know.
Like I've been trying to say for the past 10 minutes, actually doing something. Kevin and I can be a little lazy, even though we have good intentions, and actually getting up most Saturdays and getting together. And Rebecca, thank you for coming to most of these podcasts. I know, yeah.
That sounds like someone's
thanks
peeing.
For having me.
I know you can't make it every time, but we do appreciate it.
Yeah, you know.
Tears.
I didn't look
I have
so
other
far
stuff
away.
I do.
It's important. Ah, yeah. Kevin, what's been your favorite going around? Does anybody else want any more shoes?
I don't know. My favorite part. It's just the
and thank you.
It motivates
here,
me to do
bottle.
Other stuff. Like the whole 3D printer, I would not have gotten. Okay. I don't think if
oh,
I
you
hadn't.
Got fan... Oh, same here.
I don't think I would have gotten if it weren't for this.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we talked about it during the podcast
so
much?
Yeah, we keep talking about it, and it's just like, it's something we should do.
It is orange juice. It is, what's it called?
Mimosas.
Mimosas.
Jeez.
Fuck. Okay. Do you want me to
mark this
as
explicit?
Here, put a little bit in there.
Our podcasts are...
Put a little...
Are always marked
bit,
as
a little bit. Oh, too much.
As explicit.
Are they on YouTube, though? I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, no, on YouTube. I don't know what... YouTube's like... It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
What's the next up and coming thing? YouTube?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah. I kind of checked
out. What's the goal for the next year?
What's going on?
The goal for the podcast? Or just Elite Cosplay? Or...
Let's do podcast first.
Podcast goals.
Oh, guests. God. Yeah, guests. More guests. We had Lillian once.
Oh, no. Come on. Buffering.
It's there okay. Don't right. worry about our no, computer right. is different from other people's. All don't right. worry about it.
All right.
We had Lillian once. You were there.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there. Fallon.
We didn't tell you she was coming, and then you were like,
We don't have enough room for you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. I just hung out the whole day. That's awesome. Yeah. That was awesome.
But yeah, that was one of our goals.
And we had Ashley.
We had Ashley for a hot second.
That was hot.
And then sorry. Ooh, these
cover
are really,
your ears.
These are really sorry, satisfying. Everybody.
That's sorry. Loud as.
Yeah, we had Ashley, but that was it, you know. So
who's Ashley? Who's Ashley?
She's a cosplayer. We were at Fanime, so you were.
Yeah,
there.
She like came down or something like that.
Yeah, she was staying at the hotel we were filming the podcast at, and we were like, "Come down." No, you were not there.
You know Ashley? No, you've never met Ashley.
I don't know.
No.
Ooh, I think you missed every time we took a picture of.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
When did you start cosplaying?
2006. Oh, is that when you started cosplaying?
Yep.
That's a very... Nice! What was your
first? My first cosplay was Rangiku from Bleach.
That was my first cosplay,
because we got
too.
Boobs. We were like, all right, let's pick a character that looks like us. So the booby one? All right.
Rebecca cosplayed a few years before I did. And then she was like, listen, Holly... We worked at Borders
you
together.
You want to rush?
She
you
was
wanna,
like,
you want to know what the.
She was like, well, she invited me to SakuraCon the year prior. And I was like, yeah, maybe. And then I never went. And then I went to this little con that we have locally. And she was like, listen, I got. Akikon. Okay. She was like, I got the costume. All you need is the wig. Well, she gave me a wig, but then we put it on and started laughing. So I took it off. It was like, not. It was like a rat's nest.
Oh, yeah.
But she gave me the costume. And so all I did when I got to the con is I bought a wig because there was a wig seller there. And that was my first cosplay. When was that? 2009 or something?
Yeah. I don't remember when you started.
Right. It's not your responsibility to remember when I started. Kevin has never cosplayed, even though I've offered to make him one.
Yeah, but I'm working on my own right now.
What are you going to be? Cosplaying right now.
Yeah, I'm cosplaying as a cosplayer.
So. Whoa.
Woo. So meta, guys. So meta.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway.
Sorry. Reminder, if you want to enter your first name and last initial.
So are we doing it live or are we going to do it after the stream? Because we have to collect all the names and whatnot.
Yeah.
So after the stream?
We're doing it live.
Oh, we're doing it live?
Doing it live,
doing
guys.
It live.
All right. Should we do one giveaway now? Because it's 10 minutes in and then we'll do one near the
end. We'll do one 30 minutes in. But no one's entered.
Well, we can't see anyone enter.
Yeah, so. I can't tell if someone entered or not. Maybe we should,
I can.
Maybe we should... You know what? Let's do it. I got it. I'll take care of this.
Oh.
Hold on.
Shit.
Hashtag abused everyone.
Yeah. Someone asked, what do you think of overdone cosplays?
Like, if you leave it in the oven too long?
Oh, no. All right. Disasters everywhere. Okay. Kyle, you get paper towel. Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, my God.
This is...
This is all the shit that gets cut out.
Yeah.
Every week.
When you watch our podcast, this doesn't make it in.
Yeah, a little more. Hilarious. Yes.
I peed my pants with really cold pee.
Oh, my God.
Did you get... You're okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
I missed the second part of
it. I got the brunt of it. I'm just holding my crotch now.
You know, we're not even drunk. That's kind of
I know. We're not drunk at all.
We promise.
Swear to God. And this is embarrassing. If we were drunk, it'd be like an excuse.
Yes. I will. So what I'm going to do, I'll put a link in the chat for the enter. And just hang tight. Let me clean up the bottle of spilled champagne here. And I will take care of that.
Okay.
Yes. Rip.
I need to ask people's opinions real quick. Does this look like a face, like eyeballs, and then like the mouth right there?
Let me see it.
Looks like a face.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a frog face.
And this looks like, what is this thing, Kevin? This
is
like
a spool. He printed it.
It's
one of the spool holders.
It's one of Kevin's 3D printed things.
Yes.
What's
that Bojangle?
Sorry. How moist is your crotch right now?
My crotch is pretty moist.
All right.
But it's okay. Oh. It's just spilt champagne. Don't cry over spilt champagne, children.
Because we don't have
frog
only
face.
One.
Yes. We
frog
have three.
Frog
yeah.
face.
Yeah, exactly.
Frog face,
exactly.
Yes.
So, okay,
it's
so.
It's like a Kodobi.
I'm sorry, people in the chat, Kevin is working out something for you to enter easier, because obviously I didn't think that through enough. But it's okay, because he got his revenge.
I feel like our first podcast went a little better than this.
Oh, yeah,
one.
It did.
Oh, let's talk about...
Our first live one, yeah.
So there is a podcast out there that never got released. It was right when we were kind of talking about it. All four of us were here, and we were sitting on the couch. And I think Kevin was, like, sitting on the floor.
Was that on the couch?
There was a table and we were sitting.
That was the first real
one.
And then there was a fake one that we were,
oh, yeah,
Kevin was like.
A fake one.
Kevin,
oh, right.
Kevin was like, let's just talk and we'll turn the mics on. And so I'm like, Kevin, no, I want to do it, like, official, blah, blah, blah. And Kevin's like, no, we'll just do it. So we did it. And then he was like, yeah, that was great. And I was like, no, we're not ever releasing that. So that's probably deleted, but it's out there. I think
it's
Kevin might have saved it.
Yeah, it's probably saved somewhere.
But
yeah.
Our very first podcast, if you go back and watch it, we're sitting on the floor at a coffee table.
Yeah, which is the one right there that
you
can't
see. It, but it's there.
Yeah, and it was like horribly angled and everything was like really funky about it. I think Kevin had to lean in on that one.
Yeah, because we didn't have enough microphones at the time.
We didn't have mics and we just kind of had it weirdly set up, I think.
Yeah, and then I finally was like, Kevin, we need to get a fucking table. He was not into the table idea. He was like, we can get a table later. And I was like, we need to sit somewhere.
Sitting on the floor was...
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's been uncomfortable. Hurt my patootie. But...
I'm sorry.
Look at where we're at now. Look, we got like two mics.
Well, we have two mics for the podcast because live streaming is a bitch.
Yeah, they don't like to have multiple.
It really is, no.
We need to do it through... what's his name? Like one of the other streaming services because they allow multiple... sources.
The one we have is like free.
Oh.
Ken was like, oh, we could.
OBS is pretty good. It's just.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes.
Sorry.
I've almost got it.
What's it?
Okay.
Favorite cosplay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Cosplay
you've done.
Holly.
Oh, shit. What's my. What is it? I really. Okay.
Baby doll.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't turn out as well as I wanted to, but I did the sparkly version of Baby Doll from Sucker Punch. So it was like rhinestones, like all over it. And it was stressful, but I had a really good time making that one. What's yours? Your Bad Girl was pretty good.
Bad Girl was good.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Construction wise, though. Oh.
Flemeth?
Yeah, that was probably the most ambitious.
It was the most ambitious.
So I'm gonna.
So maybe the Alice, steampunk Alice.
Oh, that was
that was
steampunk Alice. What's
or
the
actually
video
the
actually all of your Alice's.
Because I had to make the big horse.
The horse.
Actually, the Alice ones probably were my favorite.
What's the video game again?
Alice Madness Returns.
Yes, she's cosplayed a couple different costumes from Alice Madness Returns.
Yeah,
and she always gets a lot of attention in them.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. What's the sitch, Kevin?
Yeah, so I'm gonna. I will.
Kevin is going to enter a link. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I will enter a link. You can enter your name and email address, and
this is for the wig.
Let me double check if it's working here. Yes. Okay.
So this is for the wig. This is gonna end in 15 minutes, and then the second giveaway will be for a shirt of your choice.
Yes.
So.
Into that.
These are really
that
nice
now.
Shirts too, by the way.
Yes,
yeah, they're American Apparel, so they're really soft.
Yeah, super great. We are right now. Sorry, someone asked us what we're filming with right now.
Oh,
so we're using
what you're seeing is a
Logitech C920.
Yes. But we're also filming our podcast to upload later.
On a GH4.
On a GH4.
Which is directly below and taped onto it.
They're taped on top of each other. Kevin 3D printed a screw to attach the two, an adapter, and then he did it this morning and it like snapped because it was too brittle.
Yeah, I used the wrong density, so that's my fault. But yes, right now we are filming on a C920. I'll drop the link. You guys are
fun fact, I bought this webcam that you're seeing us through originally to attach to Kevin's head. So he could walk around cons and live stream at cons. This was back in 2012.
The webcam?
Yes. Yeah,
this webcam is old, but
it's
good.
Nice.
It's the best one that's available.
No,
everybody always recommends.
There's actually 930C out now.
Is there a 930?
There's 930. No, but like, how would you do that again? How would you live stream a...
We were gonna... So I've kind of talked about this before. And what we were planning was we were just going to use the Wi-Fi and basically this YouTube live streaming
and have like a laptop like open the whole time
plugged in my backpack
with
a battery pack.
I'm going to a funeral later. And I didn't want to wear my black.
Oh my gosh. So what?
That got depressing.
Yes. So
that didn't work, obviously.
Be a little more festive.
This was back.
You're welcome.
This was back when.
Oh, okay. Hold on. So if the link isn't working, hold on. Let me see if I can figure out what's going on.
We're making it work, people. Just.
Oh, the link is. You tested it.
I did test it. Maybe it's not live. Hold on. Oops.
Anyways. Yes, this was back when live streaming wasn't as prevalent, which is only a couple years ago. But it was a lot harder. Now it's a lot easier to live stream at locations. But back when we were trying to, you can Periscope. Back when we were trying to do it, it was like impossible. You had to have like a hotspot and like.
Oh, that's what I remember though. Wasn't that the thing like Kevin had like a hat and like try to tape things in the hat and they're like fell off?
Yes, we got a screw and we screwed it onto the hat and we took a picture of Kevin with the hat.
That's right.
And then we did some research on how to live stream like at a location and it was like you had to have like thousands of dollars of gear and now you can do it through your fucking phone.
Yeah.
So.
Periscope basically. Yeah.
Like, and this is literally not even that long. This is a couple years ago. It's not like. Yeah.
So Asuna, I think you might have to be logged into Google to be able, like a Gmail account in your browser. So if you're on your phone, go log into your Gmail account or something, and that might let you in. I think it's just because it's a Google form that it's a restriction on there.
And if you can't figure it out by the end, we'll put in your name. Kevin will put in your name for you.
Yeah.
So
there's not that many people watching right now. Yeah. So I can probably handle this.
Yes. If it's not working by the time the thing ends, we'll put it in for you. Don't worry about it. Oh, sorry, continue.
Oh my god!
I just stepped in it.
Let's see here. How much time do you use to make your costumes?
Oh, that varies. Rebecca's really good at, like, starting a cosplay and then stopping and then doing it like the week before the con and doing it really well. You work really well under pressure.
Yeah, I have to, because I'll just keep putting it off, so I'm just that way. But once I get kind of backed against a corner,
it just comes out, the fury.
It's forced out.
Massive amounts of sewing.
Yeah.
I go through like intervals where I'm like, oh, I'll work on it like nonstop for like 10 hours and then I'll be like, eh. And Kevin, when Kevin sees me do that, he's like, "Are you gonna work on your cosplay? Why'd you stop?" And I'm like, "Eh." Altogether, though, it depends on the costume, right?
Yeah.
Some costumes are way easier than others.
But even the easiest ones, you end up panicking at the end.
You end up panicking, and then you end up spending double what you wanted to.
Yeah. Like, this was supposed to be the easy part. What?
When I did my rhinestone cosplay, I didn't realize how much Swarovski crystals. Rhinestones cost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I bought them from like eBay and they were cheaper than because they were like wholesale. But even then, it was like I'd buy and I'd be like, this should be enough rhinestones. And it like was like a third or like a tenth, like not even that, like a tenth of what I needed. And it was like, oh, this isn't gonna work, is it? There's lots of eBay panic purchasing and
eBay.
Just overnighting stuff.
Overnighting. Well, I don't know about on eBay.
Running around town.
Does that ever happen with, like, bolts of cloth? Like, you guys, say, your design says, like, you know, 1 yard of whatever. And then you, like, start cutting out, it's like, oh, crap, I need, like, 4, because it's, like, you lose so much on the edges.
You kind of get a feeling for what you're buying. I usually buy too much, anyway.
Yeah, usually, in terms of fabric, I overbuy.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not coming back here. And then you always do end up going back. But at a time, you're like, you buy like double what you need.
But I've never screwed up one so bad that I haven't been able to use like a significant part of it.
Right. I've never screwed up on a fabric bit where I'm like, oh, shit, I need to cut that again. But I have gotten more than I thought I needed, but it ended up being just enough.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm always like, oh, this is plenty. This is way more than I need. And then I'll cut it out and it like barely makes it. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Good thing I was crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Had more.
It's crazy.
Yep. Yes.
Any other questions that we've gotten?
Still not. So it's not working for a couple people.
Yeah, there's a couple people that aren't. So Nike Jensen, I have you entered here. So go ahead and if you're having issues with the form, just go ahead and drop your name and email address in the chat, and I will.
phone number, no.
And social security
measurements.
And social measurements. I will manually get you entered in.
Thanks, Kevin.
Why yeah.
Don't eat up? That. Don't eat it. Don't do it.
What is that?
But I want to eat it.
I'll call your mom.
You'll call my mom.
So, any other goals for this podcast? Or
oh.
for the future of this podcast? Yeah. Some more guests?
Yeah, that is on our goal board that we have. Oh, I have another thing to say. So, as Rebecca dies.
Damn it!
It's black lung.
Gotcha.
Too much coal mining.
We reached 10,000 followers. Woo! On YouTube, or subscribers.
Yes.
So, as a result, this week that we're about to have, starting Monday, we will, or when this podcast is released officially, we will be having a full 7 days of videos. So, Woo! Video every day. This includes the podcast. So Monday will just be the podcast, and then Tuesday, new content. So we're going to do things like an apartment tour. I'm going to do wig review, makeup.
Which apartment?
This apartment.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait,
no, your
we're in
apartment.
An apartment? We're not in a house?
No. We're in like a 5-story house right now. You're just seeing the den.
The east wing.
All right. Oh, then. The den of the east wing. There's a den in the west wing as well.
Well, yeah.
But no one goes that one.
No.
No.
It's a guest one
the
only.
The ghosts are in there.
Yeah. I don't have time for that.
No.
That's the billiard room.
Yeah. Rude. like Canasta. All right. So we're going to walk around your apartment.
We're going to walk like Cribs.
All right.
Yeah.
It's gonna
take about 2 minutes to get through the whole thing.
room, done. Goodbye.
This is the living room. This is the area next to the kitchen. This is the kitchen. No, it's just something fun to do.
Are you
gonna
do like a soldier boy and have like a box of cash just sitting on top of your fridge or something like that? There's not much on top of the fridge except for sadness juice. So.
There's a lot of sad juice. Is there any left
Don't
in
make
there?
Fun of them.
What's that?
Is there any left in
there? Yes, there's plenty left in there.
Okay.
More drinks.
Oh, someone's asking if we're going to do a live podcast.
Oh, God.
At SakuraCon. I think that's possible.
I don't know about live.
You need a hotspot for that.
Yeah. I don't know about live. I mean, we might. It's not, all like, right. I'm not a definitive answer or anything. But, yeah, doing live at a location in terms of our setup is hard. We could Periscope.
No. There's a lot of setup back here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. Like, Kevin's connected. We have two cameras sitting on top of each other. We have a computer
Whoever assistant
loaded.
Jay right there. Hey, Jay. Come on,
hey,
come
Jay,
forward.
Come on, Jay.
Come on. He doesn't want to come up, but he's there.
You got a whole crew.
There's like a cord.
There's a guy holding a reflector. No.
Okay, this is just a big green screen, guys.
This is all fake.
We're really in an insane asylum. So.
This is how we get our thoughts out.
So, I mean, it's not... We've talked about it before.
Don't give it away.
Talked about what?
Doing a live one. I mean, we've done on-location ones. We haven't done a live one, though.
Yeah, we usually do on-location.
Because we did it last year with Rebecca.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have two... Didn't you have 1 year in a hotel room, too? Or was that just a...
Ooh...
Oh, no, that was just a
we
weekly
do
them
in
update.
The lobby.
No, that was a cosplay. Oh, this week in cosplay, I think it was.
Con or something, I thought.
Yeah, we do them at all the cons.
So, yeah, we do, and we do wrap-ups and stuff.
We used to do wrap-ups.
Yeah.
We haven't done it in a room, we've done it in a lobby, a couple lobbies.
I remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember the one lobby that you were there, that Kevin was eating a sandwich the whole time.
Like, what?
Yeah, remember?
No, that was at SakuraCon. He was eating a burrito.
Oh, that's what it was. That's right. Yeah.
Hungry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
During the podcast, he was just like, ow.
I know, he's in the corner like, oh, my God.
That's because we were so busy at SakuraCon. We were, like, filming the podcast in, like, this tiny break that we had. It was, like, Kevin's, like, lunchtime. And so he's like, and Rebecca and I are just sitting there quietly. Like,
Kevin's using a feeding tube, just like, so he can just pump things in there. Here's a burrito, Kevin. Smashed up. But just, there you go.
Just a reminder, it's about 3 minutes until we end the giveaway for the wig.
3 minutes!
12 minutes already?
Yeah.
So. My life is just circling the drain.
Talk about a great Twitter I found last week.
Twitter?
Yep. It's the name on the Twitter. It's not the at name, but the name they use is Pete Zarrell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say penis helmet.
And it's Totino's pizza roll. And it's the funny, it's one of the funniest Twitters I've seen. And he just talks about pizza rolls the whole time. And it's official. It's like yeah. Totino's.
Yeah.
I haven't looked up penis helmet this week. Did any of you buy available? Penis helmet?
No. I don't have the money.
I know.
Right. Slash, that's a lot of don't money. Have the need to buy a website called penishelmet.com.
maybe I should buy it and then just put my face there.
You know what's surprising though? It's like if you just say, "Hey, have you seen like this, the word helmet in like a somewhat sexual context, people understand what you're talking about." Like
I don't know.
The helmet.
What? The
yeah.
helmet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is this getting weird?
Yeah, it is.
No. We're departing.
Let's make it weird.
It's a helmet. Anyway, have we been to Comic-Con before? Yes, we've been to Emerald City.
Oh, we haven't been to San Diego Comic-Con.
We have not been
if
to San
that's
Diego.
What they're asking. We've gone to Emerald City Comic-Con. Yeah, I don't think I could ever get a ticket to San Diego Comic-Con. You have to have like ins now. You have to know somebody who can get in.
Bought one before, basically.
Yeah.
In the waiting room.
And I've heard that, like, I mean, we don't do merch or anything, but if you are a person that wants a booth, like, to sell stuff at Comic-Con, there's, like, a year's waiting list. And the only time you can get on is if someone doesn't, like, show up or, like, register that year.
Really?
Because the people who have already sold stuff there before automatically get in the next
year. They get first dibs back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing's huge, though. Like,
well, Rebecca's
been to Emerald City consistently now, right?
Yeah. I really like that one.
What's your favorite part of it?
I don't know. It just seems a bit more... It's not just...
One
anime.
Yeah. So it's all over the place. I'm not going this year because I didn't get a 3-day ticket.
I only want
to go 3 days.
You should go for one day.
Fuck it.
I'm
I'm really depressed. 2016 has not started off very well.
Is it because David Bowie passed
it's
away?
It's because David Bowie passed
and
away.
Snape?
Alan Rickman.
And Alan Rickman, okay.
Age 69 yeah. of cancer.
Like
two
both?
Times in a row?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Two times in a row?
He died twice. No, I was pretty upset about Alan Rickman.
Yeah, that one's kind of surprising. Wait.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was sick. I didn't know David Bowie was sick either, though.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They were both surprising to me.
But who's going to be the third? But there's always there's a rule of threes with celebrities dying.
Who else is 69?
Wait, David Bowie was 69?
You're really scared. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin, for entering all those names for
no
those
problem.
Who couldn't get in.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. But
it's okay.
There's something, a question about a photo shoot?
Yes. What's your most memorable photo shoot?
What's your most memorable photo shoot? I'm going to say the first time we shot Ashley, who goes by Ashley Ann Cosplay, for those who want to look her up. She was the first person who was kind of just like, fuck yeah, let's do this. Like, she was just like, let's go. And then she's like, you want to get in that, like, fountain over there? I'm going to get in that fountain. And she, like, jumped in this fountain, and she's, like, swimming in the fountain. And we're like, oh, shit. And we're just, like, taking pictures. I mean, she was just going. And so we're just like, oh, shit, this girl's just going at it. So we're like, let's go. And so we anything we asked her to do, she would do it, you know. And that was really nice because, you know.
She was dressed as Katniss.
She was dressed as Katniss.
Yes.
So she had the wetsuit on anyways.
Yeah.
But still, she was like, there was like, you know, I mean, if I asked another person to do that, they might be a little shy or timid or, you know, whatever. And that's fine. But she was just like, you want to go over there? Let's go over there. I'm going to get in. And then she's like, get in. And she's like,
swimming. Chemistry.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a good chemistry. And I don't know if she's planning to cosplay this year or not. She got into the Twitch streaming.
Mm.
Yeah, that was the most memorable because it was the first time someone was like, let's go. And I was like, okay.
Was that the Poison Ivy year, too?
Yeah, that was the same
one.
So we did that shoot the day before, and she was really willing then. She was like, you want me in this bush? I'm going to get in this bush. And she, like, climbed into this bush, and she's, like, laying in it. And we're like, but this girl's crazy. It's awesome. And then the next day with the water, we were like, oh, shit, okay. So it was nice just having someone be really willing.
That was fun.
Yeah. That's my most memorable one. I have a picture of you I took in your Steampunk Alice, and I don't think you've ever seen it. Have you seen that picture?
And it wasn't your most memorable photo shoot?
It was. Because
damn,
because that was the last time you went to Anime Expo with us, and you haven't been back since.
No, I haven't been back since.
And you should just go for the macaroons.
I should just go for the macaroons.
We can't go to Louis Bodega without you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, okay.
You guys didn't bring any back for me.
When
you
buy
never
tickets.
Asked for any.
When you buy
I did.
Tickets. I forgot how it works. Men's,
a
I
little
thought
later.
It to you
will
guys.
You text me when you buy a ticket?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so...
Oh, the hotel box.
Opening February 9th. So.
When is that?
February 15th.
15th?
Yeah. It's
February
a Monday. It's President's Day. Do you like President's Day off?
President's Day? No, we traded all our government holidays for Christmas holiday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys had like 2 weeks off this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She was like, I haven't been working like 10 days. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit.
Jealous.
Anyways, oh, okay. The...
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, my friend did that too. He's like, I haven't been working.
The giveaway,
the giveaway has ended.
All right, no. Close the giveaway.
The wig giveaway has ended.
Oh, damn.
So
who got
let's
it?
Find out.
Oh, did I get in?
Oh, jeez.
You didn't.
Okay, go.
Done.
Done.
I'm ahead of you.
Oh, okay. I am sorry. I'm probably going to say this wrong. Kathia Osorio? Osorio?
Osorio.
Kathia?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Congratulations!
Yes. Congratulations!
He gets a wig.
Yeah!
Yeah!
There you go. Wait, do we have any poppers left from
no,
last?
No, that was
so,
it.
So this, I'm saving my one popper for the end. So Katya, congratulations. Oh, good. We'll save it for the end.
Oh, wait, you should pop one now, and then we'll pop the second one when they win the t-shirt.
Other one.
Go!
Katya!
Katya!
Yeah, girl!
Congratulations. Damn. Oh, it's stuck in my hair. Hello.
That happens sometimes.
Hey, gotta be polite, like sir and or madam.
Katya, oh, yeah. We will email you. So please email us back with.
I call everyone girl though.
Yes.
Please email us back with your address, and we'll get it sent to you. It probably won't get sent out until the following Thursday, just so you know. So we'll send it out on Thursday.
Yes.
Thank you for entering.
Yes. Woo!
Hey, okay.
Thanks for being supporters of us, too.
Yes, thank you for watching the podcast. We really appreciate it, honestly.
Yes.
I'm not being fake.
And I will have to build the next form, so please be patient with me. Continue on. I will ask you. Someone asked if we're going to Europe at any time.
We would love to go to Europe. It costs a lot. If someone wants to fund our Europe trip, you know, be our sugar daddy.
Go fund
sugar daddy.
That would be great. We would, you know... That's like the ultimate dream.
That was our Powerball dream right there.
Yeah, if we won the Powerball, we'd go to Europe. Even going to like the East Coast for us, because we're on the West Coast, costs a lot, and it's a very big commitment. This going to cons costs us a lot of money every year, and we don't really make a lot of money. When we do photo shoots, we don't make a profit. We photo shoot at a loss. So we'll try eventually. This year, we're going to Canada, which is a different country. Yay! I know, like Quebec, which is like really
super
a
French.
Different country. Okay.
What? French Canada.
Yeah.
Oof.
So.
Oof. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I've never been to Quebec, so it'll be actually really interesting. Yeah. And I have really rusty French, so I can try to talk and they'll just stare at me like, why don't you speak English?
Oh, look at this America. Come on over here.
You can count on the iPhone.
Right, you can just go read this. No, they speak English there. It's not a big deal. But I would want to speak French and try to be like, "Hah," and then they'd be like, "Shut up, you bitch."
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Is that app out yet? Where Google bought it, where you can translate words,
yes.
Like putting the camera on top and it'll translate
it's,
live.
If you download the Google Translate app, you can like take a picture and then highlight where you want it.
Oh,
and
it'll like,
yeah. So I did that with a Chinese cookbook.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Any weird translations?
No, it's just like you know, people in China weigh things in grams, so that was kind of weird. So it's like 600 grams of lamb.
She just needed to know what grams meant,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, basically, I was reading it and going, I don't know how much food that is, but that's okay. Because I'm a dumb American.
Oh my god.
So Kevin is building the t-shirt giveaway form.
Yeah.
We don't know if it'll work.
I'll move the people that I manually added over as well. So yeah. They won't need to re-enter, but yeah. Anybody else would please try.
Anyone else that entered manually, please do it again.
Yeah, and don't forget that, you know, if you don't win the free t-shirt, they are for sale on our website.
They are,
yes,
right.
If you don't win the t-shirt, we do have both t-shirts for sale at elitecosplay.com/shop. We will be adding 2 more t-shirts soon, eventually, when we can get them printed. And we also have other items on the way that are not t-shirt related, which is exciting.
Shoes, full cosplays.
Yeah, 100% cosplays. They'll cost you $4,000.
They're gonna be massive, so they can fit over, you know, one size fit all.
Just like
a box. Like,
insert it, like,
and then it sucks into you.
Oh my god.
It needs to make a noise when it lands.
I like the compressed air popping on the back.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's dark.
That would be the best. I gotta go pee.
Opens up in the front. All right, I'm
like back, like going to the bathroom when you're in cosplay is like the worst feeling. You're like, I have to go pee, and you're like, oh shit,
oh, God,
I have to like.
You just gotta get the catheter in before
it's
you go.
The worst.
Duh.
The
yeah,
first was the I mean the Dalek dress that I had to take off the whole dress
to go to the bathroom,
and then it would be sitting on the ground, and the skirt was like, you know. And I'd have to step carefully into it.
And and half of the bathrooms at the Seattle Convention Center have a dip in the door. So when you walk by, you can just, like, look in.
She would see me
naked.
Like, crawling back into it. What basically looked like, I don't even know.
Yeah. When you put the dress on, did you stepped into it and then pulled it up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to imagine you, like, going over and, like...
Oh, no! So I was just sitting on the ground,
It's like a floating Dalek dress hitting the ceiling.
And, of course, that day I had to go to the bathroom, like, 80 times.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, some days, you know.
Well, the key to good cosplay is to really dehydrate yourself.
Well, yeah, I was on death's door.
That's
you got really bad luck.
24 hours before the con, no water. Possibly just alcohol, because that'll really get you.
Nyx makes a good point. She designs cosplay specifically for bathroom readiness.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta have a bomb drop. You gotta have a bomb drop at the back, you know?
Question, Nyx. Can you...
Yay!
Can you explain... Like, I want to know if there's, like a onesie, and there's a flap, and you, like, unbutton the flap. I don't know.
See,
I'm just asking.
The way you build a cosplay is if you have a big dress, you put a box that links your butt to the end of the dress, and then you open the dress, and you just fall.
No, because then the box would get a little contaminated. Do you dispose of the box? Is it a one-use only?
It's part of cosplay. Once it's done, it's part of the.
No. There's gotta be flaps involved and like zippers and stuff, right?
Flaps and louvers and diaphragms.
Yeah, there's a key. I don't know. Rebecca has to hold a lot of things, so she designs all her cosplays with like hidden pockets and stuff. So that's, I always thought that was cool. Like when we were at Anime Expo, she had like a under, like what do you call them? Pantaloons almost?
They were bloomers.
Bloomers.
Yeah,
and the bloomers had pockets in them, so she didn't have to like carry like a big purse the whole time. And she stuck her cards and stuff in
there.
She's
like a drug mule, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Outside, well, there were drugs inside, in them, but drugs. I wasn't muling the drugs. I'm not that entrepreneurial. I just had drugs with me.
Good lord.
You should have cashed in on that. There's parties at cons, right?
Oh, I'm not very social.
Those Mountain Dew and ramen fuel.
No, it's funny when you get to a con and people are like loading their shit in, like, cause people will bring like their own food.
Poppy.
And they'll bring like ramen and like gallons of water. And I always love the people that are bringing in like multiple fifths of like all these alcohols. And I'm just like, you go.
Fireball.
Oh. Rebecca tried Fireball once and got really mad because when she worked at a store, all these cosplayers were coming in and buying Fireball.
Yeah, it was right downtown, so during convention, we would sell out of chips, ramen,
booze, Pocky,
basically those four.
What are those chewy ones that are really popular now that are everywhere?
Hi-Chews.
I like
Hi-Chews. Hi-Chews are good.
Yeah, Hi-Chews are better Starbursts.
Hey, so like, they're really chewy, a lot chewy, they're not hard and...
So Nyx said lots of zippers, and she was happy that...
Rebecca. I feel special Rebecca tooted for me. Woo! Yes. That's what I figured. Lots of zippers and contraptions to open up stuff.
What convention in Canada are we going to?
Oh. Otaku-thon.
Yes, Otaku-thon.
Yes, that's in Quebec. We've tried twice to go to Anime Revolution in Vancouver, BC. So what happened the first year, I announced you can sign up to shoot with us. No one signed up for a long time. And I was like, well, if no one signs up, it's not economically like sound for us to just go to Canada.
And the Canadian dollar was really strong.
The Canadian dollar was really strong at the time. So it was very expensive for us to go. So I was like, fuck it. I'm taking it down. Right after I took it down, like five people emailed me and were like, I want to shoot with you at Anime Revolution. And I was like, come on, okay. So we didn't do it this year. Last year, or this a couple months ago when it happened, I was like, okay, we're doing it this year. We're going to Vancouver. It's not that far away. It's like 2 hours away. Let's go. Book an Airbnb, put the signups up. No one signs up for weeks and weeks. I start to get nervous. And Kevin's like, we can just go to Canada. It's okay. And I was like, no. Like, we have to have something happening. No one signs up. I cancel it. A couple people email me. So I've decided
that... You guys are doing it backwards.
I've decided that people in Vancouver like to wait until the con gets really close before they sign up, as opposite with people like that we've worked with a lot where they want to sign up like 2 months in advance. So that's been our problem with that Canadian con is...
Yes.
It freaks me out so much that I just cancel it, and then right after I cancel it, everybody's like, hey, you want to shoot?
And I'm
like,
oh. And that's why they're doing the one over in Ontario, so they force themselves to go.
Quebec. Quebec. Yes, so we're just going to go, and if we're not, we're going to have a good old Canadian French time.
Yes.
Get poutine.
Yeah. Well, one person I know for sure really wants to shoot with us, so we'll have her.
All right. How about, besides sewing, what do you find is the most useful cosplay skill to have when...
Right now, it's like warbler crafting, I think. No?
Oh, well, for you, yes, maybe.
Oh, to me, I'm... a lot more people nowadays are doing cosplays from video games, I feel like, more than more than they were a couple years ago.
I hadn't done the cosplay from a manga for a long time.
Yeah, most video game things have, like, armor. That's what I'm seeing a lot of.
I think you'll like that, though.
Like, League of Legends is really big, obviously, you know, WoW, and then even the just, like, any MMO game or anything, people are cosplaying, and it includes armor. And so Warbler is kind of, like... the thing now?
So for me, abstracting that like one level is like converting 2D objects into 3D objects.
Yes, which is warbler crafting to me, basically. Okay. Yeah, like taking something you see in an image and being like, okay, how do I make this into a three-dimensional thing? Right. And for me, I don't know about you, you're pretty good with like the science and math and art side. But I'm more like just arty, and then when it comes to math, I'm just like, how do I like transfer this? And Kevin's good at transferring.
And so, I mean, that's part of the reason why I bought this 3D printer was just because, like, you know, warbler crafting is one thing, but like, it still takes like a certain degree of skill to be able to. Like,
you have to be crafty and understand like how to.
And have fingers made of Teflon.
It does get a little spicy.
Yeah. I think with 3D printing, it skips a whole bunch of steps. Like, if you can just draw it on a computer, you can make it and have a physical object out of it. So, like, the way I see it is, like, it'll skip a lot of steps. Like, you know, building the gun for your misfortune. You know, you had to glue a bunch of pipes and stuff together.
I had to go to many Goodwills to find two of the same gun.
Yeah.
That was the most difficult part. See, I don't make it easy on myself at all. I think the most incredible skill you can have is just being open-minded and creative.
That's true.
I mean, because I've never even used Warbler.
Right.
So I just walk around and find crazy shit. So you have to have that ability, you know, to take something that's not even an outfit and make it into a wearable outfit.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at all of these... materials, and for me it's just like wherever I happen to be.
Yeah.
I'm like, alright, I can use this and just really just go for it.
Yeah, transferring maybe an already made object into what you need.
Yeah. And that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You're
good at that. You're good at finding stuff, first of all.
Yeah.
You're also like she's so good at like, oh, I got this at the blah 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 thrift store, and I'm like, if I went there I would not see this. Like I'd walk right by it. So yeah, she's really good. Like, when she did her misfortune, she was like, I'm not gonna make the guns from scratch. I'm gonna, like, try to find two, like, plastic Nerf guns or something.
It's so much harder on myself.
Yeah.
It wasn't the gun you found, like, this, like, really unique gun that wasn't made anymore? Like,
they were, like, vintage guns.
They were the Duck Hunt guns.
Two of them.
No, she got Nerf guns.
They looked like the Duck Hunt guns.
Remember,
we
took them apart.
We needed them to look more like
Rebecca and I, like, disassembled the whole... I helped her. We, like, cracked it open. We have a video of it, and it's never been released.
We have so many videos.
It was just for Rebecca and I sitting on a couch, like, being like, get this fucking Nerf gun open. And I'm like, we're, like, taking pieces off of it, and we're, like, filling holes. Ooh, dirty.
But it was pretty sweet. I mean, you know,
Jesus,
just kind of raw, you know.
But, yeah, and that's why I got the three. It was, like, if I can... think of it, I can draw it on a computer. I'm not very good at that right now.
Kevin's trying to have me draw it.
Hi, Haley, by the way.
So you can, like, draw it and then just make it. So the first thing I was going to make was, like, maybe Han Solo's blaster. I think I've decided on
what
that.
What version,
yeah,
though?
Wanted some
the hero
Star
version?
Wars stuff.
Or?
Yeah, the hero version.
Okay.
You want one to do season?
Yes, having a 3D printer is like, we've been kind of playing with it all week. And
I've been
printing
useless things.
Like Ellie
print
said.
A doorstop.
Like, yeah, just getting like the symmetry and like everything's kind of like perfect. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you can keep going on your side.
I'd be disgusted.
Disgusted? It's too perfect?
So it's too good.
Well, there's
the
still
hell
little,
am I doing?
There's still little lines on it.
Well, that's its own sort of saving grace. At least I can still sand it and fuck it up that way.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go. Add some personality.
Sanding and
flame torching.
What is it? Like resin. Just fucking it up
resin
that
casting.
Way.
Resin casting.
Slathering stuff all over it.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm really good at fucking shit up, so.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, makeup to me is super important. Rebecca and I agree with you about makeup.
much more than you could ever possibly imagine. We are soulmates.
Nyx and Rebecca.
Woo!
Yeah, like, makeup is super important. And I can never stress enough, as a photographer, even as a cosplayer, like, if you're going to do a photo shoot, you need to wear makeup. Even if you don't like it, you don't wear it in your everyday life, you need to wear makeup.
It pronounced.
Yes.
Like, not subtle.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it needs to show up.
Because when we take a picture of someone with no makeup on, it's not good. And it's not like, oh, you're ugly. It's just like, things need to be more exaggerated in film and images. And if you're not doing that, it's, you know.
Right. And fake eyelashes.
Yeah.
Always wear them.
Always fake eyelashes when cosplaying.
Always wear them.
even though Rebecca has huge eyelashes, she still wears fake eyelashes. So.
And their obsession with makeup has spun off a different blog for us now.
Oh, yeah. We have a new blog that only has one post right now. It's called swatchyourface.com.
I'm so glad we can put it in chat. Like, we talked about it for so long.
We owned the domain for a year. We just had our 1 year anniversary for the domain, and Kevin's like, I have to renew the domain. And I was like, we bought that a year ago. So I finally did a review. So that's a thing. We're not, you know, I'm not like not gonna do Elite Cosplay makeup stuff that I promised. I'm still gonna do that. But Swatch Your Face is like reviews and like funny stuff.
Yeah.
And it's Rebecca and
we'll end up mentioning cosplay because, you know.
Yeah, because that's
really
a part of
like
our lives.
That.
Yeah.
And I mean, during our podcast, naturally, YouTube just spin off onto discussions anyway.
Every week before the podcast, when we're kind of setting up and chilling, Rebecca and I just talk about makeup the whole time. So,
The financial.
If you could cosplay something with all of the financial stuff taken care of and it's guaranteed to look amazing, what would you cosplay as?
Ah.
Wow.
Shit. Hulkbuster. I saw one.
That's
today.
What you do, Hulkbuster?
There's a picture on Reddit today.
It what?
Hulkbuster.
From Iron Avengers, Man. The new one, Age of Ultron.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't seen that
one. Oh, yeah. So it's
Hulkbuster?
Yeah,
it's Iron Man in like a
massive
suit.
It's a
massive
stronger
outfit.
Suit.
Oh,
sorry.
Rebecca's got to Google
guys,
it.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, no one's
what
surprised.
What would I do? Oh, God.
Motorized and everything.
Ugh.
Just stand in it like this. Just don't have to do anything.
It's the thing. The Hulkbuster, like, the size of your arm is like you're in the chest still.
Yeah.
Like, you stretch your arm and you're still in the chest.
Mine's hard because
damn.
I'll see something and be like, I want to fucking do that, and then I forget about it, or I like put it off. And
no,
then
I think you like your the Terra stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So anything from the MMOs, Terra or Aeon or Ion, I don't know how to say it, Aion. If you look at Aeon costumes, which I think are better than Terra personally, like every single one of the female outfits, I am all about that shit. Like all of them. Like. I look them up. If you look up, like, the concept art for Aeon is beautiful. Even the dudes. Like, I want to make one for me, and I want to make a matching one for Kevin. That's how great they are. And, like, there's this one, like, unicorn set. And someone cosplayed as this at KatsuCon a couple years ago, and I was super jealous. But she has, like, unicorn heels, and, like, the horn of the unicorn is, like, the heel or, like, sticks out or something. And then, like, one of the shoulders has, like, a unicorn head sticking out of it.
3D printer!
It is, yeah, that's the 3D printer
possible.
Job. It is beautiful. And I was, like, this was a couple years ago when I first saw that, I was like, I would love to do that. I could never make that. So I think that unicorn one is probably the end all.
Okay.
I don't know what the skin's called, but you can look it up, I'm sure. Kyle.
I would actually want to like be like a really good like dragon or velociraptor because but like I'd be inside of it though.
You mean like the blow up ones that everybody has already?
No, like
so, that almost made me spit out.
Think about it.
Okay, like the Chicago Bulls. What's that like raptor guy that like falls on his face?
I want to be inside that somehow, my arm, I'm gonna be laying over, obviously. My legs will be moving the other legs, and then my arms will be the little arms.
Wow.
But what's nice about that is that if I want to sleep in the car, I'll just stay in the corner, just knock out for a
while. And people are taking pictures of me.
Yeah, people like walking up with you and like taking selfies.
Yeah, and my arms will just be like, you know, hanging there, my legs will be like rock solid standing up, you know.
Oh my god.
For convenience. And then see, then the bum drop is already right there. I just like lean upwards and the tail kind of like opens up and
the tail like flips up.
Yeah, so like it's like imagine this is my body, you know, legs are here and then the tail's like this, right? And then what happens is like when I go over, like the tail lifts up and I just sit down. Convenience and it's good. And if it's like that good, yeah, that's what I'm be. Because I don't have like, everyone always picks like humanist like humanoid characters to be, you know? Like I just want to be like,
oh yeah.
I just
want to be, like, just wanna be 100% like a dinosaur.
I'm a thing. Like, that's what I'm.
So like Velociraptor?
Yeah, Velociraptor. Or dragon would, or big dragon with
that would
a big
be really
ass
scary
tail.
Like if you like moved the head, you exactly. know, like, and like I'd open the mouth a little bit. Like that'd be really
well,
scary.
Well yeah, like but my eyes obviously like in the neck area, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's just your face when you open up, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, I need, can I buy this? Can I buy this comic book? Thanks.
Yes, exactly. Go big. I feel like my dream cosplay isn't as epic as these two guys.
What about Rebecca?
What about Ryu? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really into the whole whatever you guys are talking about.
Like, okay.
my next cosplay that I really want to do is one I'm probably just going to end up doing, but it's going to be expensive. It's
what is
that? Alice Madness Returns, the Cheshire Cat dress.
Oh, you've been wanting to do that for
yeah.
a while.
So it's going to be like LEDs and prosthetics, and so a lot of stuff I haven't bought before.
Yeah.
And we'll
be
seeing
up with LEDs. Kevin's
yeah.
really good at that.
So that's kind of just my next plan. It was kind of a fantasy plan, but it's actually a real plan.
Yeah.
Ah.
But it's, no, I've seen the pictures of that. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
The Cheshire Cat costume. Yeah.
Ah.
That is a lot of work.
So
mine's probably the wussiest, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. We can make most of the parts. All right, we'll start making it. I'll print you some horns and stuff. We'll see where that goes.
Just don't, I wouldn't make the heel out of the 3D.
No, it's pretty strong.
Is it?
I okay. just, the problem
we can cast it too.
Yeah, okay. We can resin cast it too later.
Okay.
Yeah. Or we can aluminum cast
anyway,
it, whatever.
What were we going
to
say?
Last chance for t-shirt giveaway. I dropped the link in chat, so please take a look at that. Enter if you haven't entered.
In the t-shirt giveaway. Yes. Enter now.
Yes. So, there's only 6 more minutes till we've hit the 1 hour mark. That
wow.
went by fast, didn't
it,
did. Everybody?
We actually had stuff. I think it's because people were asking us
yes,
questions,
yeah.
so we actually had stuff to talk about. I think if people weren't talking, we'd be like,
Yes.
I was wondering how this was going to go. You really broke the ice with the champagne spill.
Yeah, I know.
So.
I know. It's nice. Set some nice... nice, sweet, sticky floors now that we have, so...
They were sticky before, so.
Yeah, they weren't sticky before. I'll do the boring part now. And, you know, thank you for everyone for participating, but we still have to drop links or information about the people who help us... Actually, you guys help us. Help
support
us make these
Elite
things.
Cosplay,
yeah,
yes.
Support these... Support us. So if you visit EliteCosplay.com/Amazon, that takes you to our affiliate link. Any purchases that you make for cosplay-related material or anything really from Amazon will give us a small kickback, and that small kickback helps us make more videos, make more content, and see people. So yeah, visit EliteCosplay.com.
It helps us get to Europe to
yes.
see.
EliteCosplay.com/Amazon, and that will get you to our affiliate. Sorry, or you can also visit our store.
Oh, yes.
This is your part, Holly.
Sorry, you were just like looking at me. There's pressure. Like I said before, you can visit our store at EliteCosplay.com/shop to help support us and buy a crazy cool t-shirt. Do
or
it.
Or the other crazy cool t-shirt.
Yes. This one, cosplay, or Eat, Sleep, Sew, Repeat. Yes. Yes. And thank you for those who have bought a t-shirt.
Yes.
We have gotten orders and we're really appreciative for them. So, yes, thank you.
It's a really cool design. It's really nice.
Yes.
Yeah,
we actually hired a professional to make them because I can't design worth shit,
and I wouldn't.
Yeah, no,
I refuse to.
Yeah, like I was thinking maybe Rebecca could draw some stuff for us because she's cool at drawing, and then I was like, but she would not do it.
I just kept the minutes at the meeting.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you were there for the beginning of this.
Yes, the t-shirts.
Rebecca was
and
our...
I left the timer on my iPhone, and so the meeting lasted like
meeting,
18 hours.
And Rebecca kept the time for the meeting, and then she left and kept the meeting going for 18 hours.
Yep.
Wait,
so
phone?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
And she's
like, what's this going?
She's
like,
18
hours, 40 minutes. And I'm like, oh shit, that's it. So I sent it to him. I go, hey, this is how long the meeting lasted.
It was a really long process.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
All right. Here we go.
You got 3 minutes.
You got 3 minutes?
You got
you
3 minutes. 3 minutes
three
to
minutes.
Enter the t-shirt giveaway.
Come on, throw your name in.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Tell your friends.
What are you waiting for?
Come on.
Let's see here. Anybody else have...
Did you upset me?
Tips for... cosplay beginners.
Oh.
Go for it.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, do what you want. Don't, like Rebecca and I, we would look up, we'd find something, we were like, fuck it, we're doing it. Like, there was never, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, you mess up.
You're going to mess up.
Don't be afraid to mess up. You know, everybody starts strong. Yaya posted, pictures when she first started cosplaying.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people do that. Yeah. And, no one's good when they...
Don't be afraid to buy parts of it, you know? Because our first one, the robes, the shows, or whatever they're called.
We
bought them.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
You guys just get out there and get a part of the environment and, you know, feel that feeling and be like, okay, I really like this. Because what I like at a con. Yeah. I never get... It's like a really nice, welcoming feeling. Like, it's really just a good community, I feel like.
Yeah.
That everybody... I've run into. So you kind of just get... amped up, and then you start looking around at what other people are doing, and you're like, oh, damn, I could do that, and you're talking to people. So it's really just breaking the ice with yourself.
Yeah.
And just do it.
Yeah.
Just show up in something.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nick says, tips for beginners, add pockets to everything.
Yes.
Iron your stuff. Yes, irony.
Oh, yeah.
Press everything. Definitely
all your seams.
Definitely did not do that the first few times I cosplayed, and I was like, "Why does my seams look like crap?" Oh, it's because you just need to iron them. They look so much better when you iron them. Like, the difference is crazy.
Yeah, and because
it's Christmas,
you always need to carry something, and you just never know.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Unless you have me, and then I'm just a pack.
Yeah, Kevin holds everything.
Oh, yeah.
But
pack mule.
Like carrying a bag or a purse at a con is such a bummer. So you need a pocket for your cell phone and your money.
Yeah. I think another thing would be just go to a con with, and you don't have to cosplay necessarily, but just go to a con so you get ideas. You know, you get the feeling.
It's good inspiration.
What's going on.
It's more of a high when you're in a cosplay though. There's there's definitely when we go to cons, I don't experience that high I did when I cosplayed because people are interacting with me different, mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah.
So just showing up in a costume for the first time, we walk in, you're like, oh shit. Anyways, okay, contest is done.
Okay.
Woo!
Kevin.
You want a drum roll, please, everybody? Let me double check here. Oh, God!
All right,
hold on.
Wait, listen, did you hear mine?
Oh, I'm getting a telephone call.
All right, hold on.
I don't know who it is. It's probably a bill collector. All right.
Hold on. Oh, I messed it up.
Oh, jeez.
Kevin,
stop screwing everything up.
I got it under control.
Yours is almost broken. Mine's
I'm not blowing your heart. I'm trying to get halfway open.
That's mine.
I know. Mine's completely broken.
Alright.
Okay. Adelaide Unger.
Ooh, I like it.
I like your name.
Adelaide.
You are the winner of the t-shirt. So, did we get her email address?
She dropped.
Okay, so we will email you, please.
Adelaide.
Did she specify what
size? But she didn't specify. I forgot to put. Which
That's
one.
Okay. We will email you, and you will tell us if you want the cosplay shirt or the Eat Sleep Sew shirt, and if you want it in the unisex
or the women's shirt.
I'm not wearing a shirt. We probably should wear our own shirts.
Wait a second. So you're saying that there's a unisex and a woman's? Why isn't there just a men's and a woman's?
Those are the only two genders that exist. Unisex and women.
The popper. Yeah, wait, go forward.
I thought I meant the white part.
So we'll email you and then you tell us which design you want and we will send it on Thursday, just so you know. So that will come to you. Thank you for everyone that entered. It was really nice of you to join us. Enter. If you didn't win and you want to buy one, please buy one from our shop. Wow.
I'm sorry. I got excited.
There's going to be some noises. I'm what is
all happening? This whole podcast is just going to be
editing this. I'm not going to edit this one. We'll just... champagne spills and everything. Yes. All right.
Well, I want people who weren't able to...
There's
going to
be a rough cut of it. Suddenly it's a full champagne glass and empty. So it's like, wait, what happened here?
And I'm just going, my crotch is wet. Actually, do...
All right. Well... anything else to wrap this up?
No, I guess we should stop because otherwise we'll just go forever.
Yes, we would go forever. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you for joining us for my birthday / cosplay, Elite Cosplay anniversary podcast. Words. Yeah. Oh, I already said it.
Oh, so you already said it, all right. Well, yes, thank you again. Please visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon to support us or buy a t-shirt from the Elite Cosplay Shop at elitecosplay.com/shop.
And we'll see
you
guys in a year.
Thank you for joining us. We will email the two winners of the giveaways and get that information. Sorry.
High five. High five, everybody.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.